the attempted murder on a ghost, cursed paintings burning houses down, and lighthouse keepers vanishing without a trace. History is filled with the strangest stories, and I love diving into them and finding out what's really behind them. Who is the man in the iron mask? How did Rasputin survive being murdered multiple times? And what's the deal with the missing children of Hamelin? My podcast, Certainly Strange, is a collection of bizarre, true tales such as these. In each episode, I tell one of these stories and try to solve a puzzle, or at least share a theory or two. If this sounds interesting to you, come and join me on this journey through the strangest parts of our history, wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Are you coming in hot there, Megan?
Coming in hot with a peach. There's such a small window for the peaches.
Is it a Georgia peach, a Colorado peach, a California peach? Well, Colorado peaches are the best.
Really? It's a Target peach?
Yes. Colorado peaches. Actually, Georgia doesn't do as much peaches as people think they do.
Really?
The first guy who I hoo-hoo-hooed with was from Georgia, and everybody called him Peach.
Nice. So, hang on, I got something weird in my teeth.
You know, my dental hygiene is increasing because even though we're not in person, I go in, like, do a light brush on the teeth and swish some mouthwash.
Oh, really?
Before we start, because we're usually recording after dinner and I don't want to taste dinner while I'm talking for a while.
Well, I had a little piece of candy to help get rid of that, but I think I had, like, felt like I had a piece of coconut in my teeth, but I didn't.
Every time
coconut.
Somebody says piece of candy, it makes me think of the Family Guy episode where they're trying to catch James Caan and they put pieces of candy down leading to a box to catch him. And he picks it up and he goes, ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy.
Did they catch him?
They do catch him, yes.
Oh. Well, I guess that's the way to his heart.
I suppose. I mean, to be fair, that's the way to most people's hearts. That's the way to my heart.
Yeah, that'll work for me too, usually.
Give me some candy.
Yep. I want candy. That was a good song
back in the
80s.
I want candy.
You know, she was like 14 years old when she got that record contract.
Oh my God.
Lead singer. She was a child. And all these guys that, like, were not that much older than her, but they were adults, were lusting after her. And it was like, gross.
Well, that's, who did they have? They've had countdowns on the internet to when somebody turns 18.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. Like all the gross. The Jenner daughters.
Like Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. I think there was one when she turned 18.
Of course.
It's
I'm sure
sick.
Christina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's disgusting. Gross.
Well, I saw some things that were about, like, with the Olympics, too, when they were doing, like, all the gymnastics. And I don't know if it was this year or if it was previous years, but they're like, oh, and she's only 13. Settle down. Like,
let's maybe not.
Can we just appreciate athletes for athletes and not sexualize them, please? Thank you.
Thank you. Especially 13-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, in general, all of them, but that's a child. That's a child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you pervert.
It's gross,
and I'm gonna stand gross. By that pervert.
I agree. Okay,
so is that our cold open for
that's
everyone?
Our cold? That yeah, that's our cold open. So welcome everybody.
Hey,
welcome
to the sideshow. This side would be number
chats. Eight.
I don't
know. I can't count higher than five.
Eight. All right.
Use your other hand, Megan.
It's holding my paper towel for my peach. It's just,
Did you bring yourself a wet wipe?
No, because I had to sneak downstairs and the wet wipes are upstairs.
Gotta have two of everything.
We have a box of them, but.
We got an upstairs everything and a downstairs everything. And I don't have any problem going upstairs. I'm just lazy.
We're usually not changing Jordan downstairs. So that's why there's no wet wipes in the basement.
Oh, that kind
he of doesn't wipes, typically come downstairs.
Okay.
I just, I can't stand sticky hands. I don't like anything being sticky.
So. Yeah, I have a spray bottle of water here for my clay stuff, so I'll just use that if I need to.
Oh, good.
You have a different background. You don't have the stairs behind you.
I know. I changed last week or the week before or one time before because if he opens the door to the basement, then I can just go real quiet.
Funny.
Exactly.
You didn't
I
hear
see
that,
what
did
you
you?
did there. I see what you did there. I
But
didn't hear it, but I saw
I
it.
saw it. I
I
my,
saw it.
see, my family plays enough of that, like, what did you say? After somebody says
And then you
something.
say it like three times before you catch on, or is that just me?
Oh no, I'm usually the one telling people, like, what'd you say?
Oh, yeah. No, John does that to me, and after 8 years, I'm still like, I repeat it and repeat it, and then finally I'm like, you fucker. Still haven't caught on after 8 years. One
You
day.
wanted to, you would not have survived
Someday.
in this family.
No.
We used to, oh my God. We used to scare the shit out of my sister.
Oh, he does that to me too. And I'm
No,
like,
no,
you
no, no.
realize that now I pee when I get scared. Poor
My brother
Kelly.
crawled into her room, into her pile of stuffed animals before she went to bed one night.
No.
I hope he's paying for her therapy.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, you know, we all did enough to each other.
That is so
I
mean.
used to crawl when we shared a room. I used to crawl out of bed and go down next to her bed and be like, Kelly, I want to suck your blood. Just...
You're mean.
I'm glad I'm an only child.
Oh, we're best friends.
That's
I know.
true. I wish I had sisters or brothers now. And I did want sisters and brothers when I was a little older, but I guess I'm glad I didn't have them when I was real little.
No, Jordan might want them, but no,
Not
thank
happening.
you. Not happening. We're closed. Closed for business.
All right. So,
All right.
who wants to start? I have a couple of things.
Go ahead.
Go
Okay.
ahead. I
The
have
first thing I
nothing. I
want to
just,
mention.
shocking. Just nothing. It's just air up here.
The cr first thing I want to mention is that we had considered doing a live show in Minneapolis here at a bar, a really cool place. I won't go into it too much because it's not going to happen right now. We decided that we weren't ready, that we couldn't get it together in time because they wanted us to do it like next week. And there's a lot that goes into a live show, and we just didn't feel like we were prepared.
Which is why people like book them months in advance to go and do that. You have a hair flying in
Is
front of
that a
cat
hair? I'm
hair.
like, what is that?
That
I just
was
saw that.
cat
I'm like, what? It looked like a sea anemone. No, I thought you were
I'm like,
underwater.
an anemone. Okay, don't hurt yourself,
Anemone.
kid.
But
Yeah.
yeah,
Sorry about that.
no, that
Yeah,
was.
no, that's okay.
It sounded like a really interesting idea, but I yeah, definitely there's a reason why they get planned out so far in
Yes.
advance
Yeah,
and
there's a lot to it.
I
And
think,
I
and that's why We Drink is already working on like their fall show,
Yeah.
and
Well,
it's
their show is
July.
big. I mean there's an auditorium, people are there just to see them. This is
Well,
a
yeah,
totally different
theirs
thing.
is a tour.
Yeah. We're
Okay.
not quite there
We
yet.
will be
We will be. And I'm excited and I
manifesting.
want to do that. And that's why I
Yes.
thought this would be a fun thing to do, to just sort of like get our feet wet, you know? And so we decided that we were not going to do that this time, but I would like to do it if they do it. And they do it on Sundays. And once football starts, you know, it's a bar and people are going to go there and watch the game. And we're not going to be sitting there trying to do a show during that. So
No, go sports.
I
No,
don't
because
know
I'd
if
be
they're.
watching the game. Sorry.
Yeah. We'd be like, Amy, what do you think? And she'd be like, that call was bullshit. And we're like,
Oh.
no, about the show. Oh, I don't know what we're talking about.
Right. And I would be screaming how much I hate football.
Oh, I can multitask pretty well, but yeah, I do get a little animated in my sports.
So anyway, I wanted to just kind of throw it out there for people. Hi, friends. I have a little update to this discussion about a live show. We actually decided to go ahead and book the live show. It's not until October, so we have plenty of time to prepare, but it's going to be October 26th at the CC Club, and that's in Minneapolis, in sort of the Lynn Lake slash Uptown neighborhood. And we hope you will all be able to join us. What we're going to do is tell some ghost stories, tell our stories, and then we're going to read stories from people that send them to us. And we're also going to invite people up onto the quote unquote stage, the booth, with us to tell their stories. And this will be broadcast live on whatever platforms we decide we want to do or what you tell us you want us to do. And it will also probably be edited to be released probably on Halloween. But this will basically be our Halloween special. So we hope that if you're in Minneapolis, you can come join us for that live show. And if not, that you'll be able to watch it with us. Thanks. The other thing is, okay, so this is one deal. We have a lot of listeners, but we have a lot of listeners in a lot of different places. Mm-hmm. I believe that only one of our patrons also resides in Minnesota.
Yeah, because I was the other one.
Yeah. So, and the other one that I'm talking about is Melissa. So shout out to Melissa.
I thought it was Heather.
Our composer. Heather. Melissa's friend, Heather? Or my Heather?
I don't know. Was it there a Heather at
Heather, one? There's a Heather in our Patreon, but she lives in Louisiana.
Oh, she's Melissa's not even friend. Close.
She
not
lives in Louisiana. Close. She's okay. From here, I think, originally, or somewhere that Heather lives.
Heather, correct us since we're wrong.
Yes. Yeah. I know she lives in Louisiana now because I asked our patrons, where are y'all from? And I asked on Facebook, too. And just to give you a little rundown, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 patrons that answer, 7 patrons that I know live in the U.S. Mm-hmm. But like I said, only one of them lives in Minnesota. So that'd be a pretty dull live show.
Mm-hmm. It would
then
be.
Then we have.
I don't know. Melissa can cheer us on pretty well.
She could.
So.
She could. But an audience of one is maybe.
Is that even an audience?
It's a lot
at
of pressure
point?
On that one person.
Yeah, that's a lot. I believe she could do it. But
laugh at our jokes or we'll cry.
Right. And I'm sure we could bring people, you know, our friends and some family would probably come and stuff. But yeah, so what we, and then like I was going to say, the rest of ours are in Wales, England, and Ireland.
Oh my God.
Those are just our patrons. But then you look at like our stats and we have, so 76% of our listeners are in the United States. Mm-hmm. 9% is in the United Kingdom.
That is almost so cool.
Exactly the same amount. 9% are in Canada.
Hey, Canada.
Is in Australia. And 1% is in Ireland.
I don't know what that was. I'm so sorry to everybody.
What did you
that
do?
I went Australia, but I'm so sorry to everybody in Australia. That was terrible.
So I think that when we do this, we're going to want to do it live online, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to want to do like, I think some people do Instagram, some people do Facebook, some people do Twitch. So I want to throw that out to listeners. What platform would you prefer we go on? Any, all, YouTube? I mean, I it's probably possible to do them all at once. I have to look into that. That's another thing is I'd have to figure out how to do that. So I just want everybody to let us know when we do a live show, what platform would you prefer we do it on? And I think maybe we'll probably do some little, like maybe we'll do some sideshow stuff live and then like just tell patrons and our Facebook followers and stuff, you know, we're going to be on at 9 o'clock or whatever, and then just do it quick and not make a big deal out of it until we get our feet under us. But anyway, so that's what's going on with live shows. We want to know what you guys want
live shows.
Do.
What do you want from us?
And don't tell us like where you're going to be while watching it.
In
my
kitchen.
Be a little creepy.
Yeah, we don't care where you are physically when you're watching.
As long as you're happy and there of your own free will.
Exactly. Yes, we don't want you locked in someone's basement.
Please don't be locked in someone's basement. But
Megan's
if you
locked
are
in her basement,
and I am, I'm being held hostage by my toddler. But if you are, and they're letting you listen to our podcast, I mean that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
You know, we'll just work on getting you some tips, you know.
Yeah.
Just shoot us a message and we'll do what we can.
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep.
That was you shooting us a message.
Yep.
In case you didn't know.
All right. AP, do you want to shout out one of yours?
Yeah. Well, this happened just actually earlier today. So we'll come back to my Olympics ones.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
I was outside and my mom was cleaning something off the patio and had the dogs outside. And I was marveling at Wesley, who's been kind of sick, is he's finally on the mend and doing well. And that dog peed for about 3 minutes straight.
Oh, boy.
Which I was
That's
like, well,
good.
What's
the plumbing's
going on
working.
Here? But it's because it's been very waterworks the other way.
Yep.
And so now,
How's his hump?
Beck went down on Friday. So what
Good.
that was fluids. So they get subcutaneous fluids, which just means right underneath the skin, which gives them a kind of a camelback, hunchback. So yeah, he kind of accidentally poisoned himself, we think. Not sure exactly what, but he's doing better. He
Good.
is very
Poor
hungry. He
pup.
woke me up at 2:45 this morning. I thought he had to go to the bathroom, which has been he's been able to hold it, but I was like, okay, let's get this outside because I don't want to clean that up. No, I think he was hungry.
Poor
He ate a
pup.
lot today.
Oh, good.
Like what he ate in one meal is more than he ate in like 2 days.
Oh,
So,
wow. He just needs to replenish his little
yep.
tum tum.
But I was out there and listening to them, and all of a sudden I heard something clear as day go, Kiri, in my ear. And honestly, I thought it was sometimes when I put my phone in my pocket, somehow I get into a random app or into like
He does it
something. So
too.
I thought I had just clicked into like my photos and somehow scrolled to one of the videos that I have of me yelling at the dogs around because it sounded like my voice.
And you were
At
saying
least
Kiri, which is Kelly's dog.
Kiri is
No,
my
that's her
dog.
dog.
Oh.
That's Wes's mom.
Yeah,
Oh,
good job, Megan.
wow, look at you.
Gold star.
Oh my God, yay. And she's
Put a
also
gold
Briggs'
star
daughter,
right there.
isn't she?
Granddaughter.
Damn it. I
Talons in
should have
between.
stopped. I should have stopped. You were so
Talons in
far ahead.
between there.
I was so good.
But yeah, so but I heard it and it just sounded it was crystal clear. And it sounded very much like it was a video playing. And so I took my phone out of my pocket and it was blank screen, like lock screen. And I was like, that is so weird. And I looked around and she was running around with her ball in her mouth like she usually does. And I was like, okay, I
Don't
don't
we
know.
all?
I don't know what was. Oh, she's the happiest with this puzzle ball thing. It's a large ball with a small ball on the inside. And she just carries it around like it's her baby.
That's so
Oh.
sweet.
But yeah, so that was my weird thing that happened at about
Okay, you had a ghosty experience.
4:30 this afternoon, so about 2 hours ago.
Wow. Little ghost-a-roo.
Yeah.
Could be.
Who knows?
Okay. With that,
Next one.
next one, I have a bathroom portal update.
Oh,
Ooh.
please share.
Remember a couple of, actually, it was, I was listening again today to our episode of Diane's episode, which was Ocean Full of Oysters. And that's
Oh, the
we're
cops?
preparing to set up listeners. We are preparing right now to get ready to speak to Diane, who was the client from that episode, just
Is
so you
that
know.
the one with the cops who had oysters for lunch? Yes. Don't get it.
So, in that episode, we discussed how I have this portal in my bathroom and that Zoe had told me how to smudge it all and everything. And I had said to you guys, you know, she never told me I could stop doing that. She just told me to do it every 2 weeks. So I've been doing it every 2 weeks. And you both were like, you should probably ask her. So I asked her today because I forgot all about it until I listened to the
Amy's
episode again.
90, just
Yep.
smudging her
I'm
bathroom.
smudging. Oh, blood
Get
energy.
out, spirit.
So, yeah, I buzzed her and I was like, so you never told me if I should stop, if I should just keep going. I've been doing it for 2 weeks, for a year now. And she said, take a video of your bathroom and send it to me. So I did that. She looked at it and she said, all good, no portals.
Oh,
All
good.
portals closed. So
Good.
we're good.
So the
I don't have to do
smudging
it anymore.
worked.
Must have. So that's
Now,
the update.
no more Ouija dances on in your bathroom
No,
to
I've
open a
told
new
you to
one.
do that. I told,
No.
didn't I tell you to stop doing that? And you just kept doing it.
You know, of course, I would never do that. But I didn't even think there was anything going on. It was just that we were on that Zoom, and she's like, there's people walking behind you."
It was so funny. She was so nonchalant
I
about it
know.
too.
She's like, "I don't mean to freak you out, but I've seen like 15 people walking out of your
Just
bathroom
walking through your
behind
bath.
you."
Oh no, she
Not,
said that door back
yeah,
there.
she didn't know it was a bathroom. You're right. And I was like, "Oh, that's my bathroom." She's like, "I think there's a portal in there." I'm like, "Well, I wouldn't be shocked because there are windows face, I mean, mirrors
Mirrors
facing
facing
mirrors."
each other. Don't do that. Naughty,
Mirror,
naughty.
mirror everywhere.
Yep. It's kind of a cool bathroom, but it's yeah, probably. I don't know. I'll probably still do this little ritual thing every once in a while just to be sure. Okay. AP, do you have another one?
I do. So I have two questions. We could answer either one. So let me know which one you would do. If you won a gold medal in the Olympics, what would it be for? But it does not have to be like an actual sport that's out there right now.
Sharks. Shark information.
Just sharks.
Shark
Just
trivia.
sharks. Any, I am a shark, actually. Have you
Yeah,
wa
you
have
would
you
win
watched
probably.
oh, Amy, what was that one that we watched, the teen modeling? Because the one guy loves
Oh.
sharks in the movie or in the show.
What? Shoot, what was that called? It was on Netflix, right? And the young
Something
girl.
girl. It was something girl.
Oh,
Is it a
Geek
reality
girl.
show
Geek
or
girl. No.
Geek Girl?
Oh,
No.
okay.
It's a really cute show.
It's really
Okay.
cute. Yeah, it's really cute.
I
First I
understand.
was like, I'm too old for this show, but then I got After I got into it, and I was, of course, Amy's the one that was, AP is the one that suggested that we watch it. So I was texting her, and then by the time I got to the end, I was like, "Oh, this is so cute." Yeah,
And
it's
it's
good.
very much, I said, it's kind of a look inside my brain at times. Like, I feel like they were watching me at times because she uses giving random facts about things as like her like way to communicate and connect with people.
Yeah, that would be your
And
gold medal.
doesn't get, you know, doesn't get along with a lot of other with people her age, and not by not get along, but just isn't the
Feels
same.
out of
Yes.
sync. Yeah.
Yes. And that was completely me middle school through high school and even college. So
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
what's the other question?
So, well, you said sharks. Amy, what would you do for if you got a gold medal in anything?
I don't know.
We
I
can
don't
share
know.
the gold medal of cocktail drinking.
Oh, I can do that. I can do that. Yeah. That'll work.
Podcasts. You know all the podcasts.
Well, not all of them,
You
but
know a lot of
I
podcasts.
pick up about two or three new podcasts every week or every couple of weeks. I should probably give you
I don't know
guys
how you do
recs.
that.
I know.
I
I
just
know
stick with the
because
same ones.
I don't listen to any of the ones that I picked up 2 years ago. They're
Yeah.
still in
Okay.
my feed, but I
The problem
don't
is I'm caught up
listen.
on the ones that I listen to.
Oh, really?
So,
That would never happen to me. Never in a million years.
well, because I only listen to like three regularly.
Oh, well, there's yes. Okay. So there are like three or four that I listen to the day they come out. And those I'm all caught up on.
Yeah, I don't
But
listen to any when they come out. I just let them build up at times because, like, when I was at Matt's house, I listened to a bunch while I was outside with his dog. Or when I go for a run, I listen to a podcast typically,
Yeah.
because it helps me be able to think a little bit
Yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What ones do you listen to the day they come out, Amy?
The ones I listen to immediately are Cabinet of Curiosities, which is an Aaron Mankey
I've
guy that
subscribed to
does a
that
lot.
one. I have never listened to a single episode.
They're so good. They're so good to
I
listen to at night
know.
because they're like 11 minutes. So you just listen to it, and it's usually two stories, and they're real short. And then you can be like, oh, no, I'll do one more because I'm not quite ready to go to sleep.
Yeah.
That one and The
That's
Truth.
me. That's me reading a book.
Yeah.
It's just a short chapter, or
Yeah.
just five
Yeah. And
more
then you're,
pages.
yeah. Oh, I do that all the time.
Ooh, speaking of podcasts, I just got a Patreon notice. An old-timey podcast has a new episode, The Disappearance of Agatha Christie, Part One.
Oh. Oh yes, she went missing. It's
I
real.
did not
She
know that.
went, she
Oh
made
yeah.
herself go n missing.
So the main feed of an old-timey podcast is talking about Hitler's death.
Oh yeah, you were listening
Just
to that
they're
a
going
while
to
ago,
get
right?
into conspiracies this coming week,
Yeah.
which I did not know there were conspiracies around Hitler's death. So
There's conspiracies around pretty much
everything's
anything like
true.
that. So,
Everything. Yeah, the other one's The Truth, and that is short stories, fictional like radio drama.
oh my God, okay, I
The
should listen
Truth.
to
It's
that one.
so good, and there's a ton. There
Because I
are.
listen to Myths and Legends to fall asleep, and I've listened to every episode so
Oh yeah,
many
that's a good
times
one.
that I know exactly, like just reading the what it's about, I know if I like it or don't. That's
Description.
how many.
Oh,
Thank you.
I'm here for you.
Words. But yeah, I should check that one out. What's it called? Truth?
The Truth.
The Truth.
The
Okay.
Truth. And it's just short stories. Very good. I love that one.
So you would have a gold for podcast collections.
Yes, she
Probably
would.
yes. I listen I am currently subscribed to 146 podcasts.
Holy shit.
It tells me at the bottom that it's updating them all, and it says 83 of 146. So yeah.
Now, if you could just have one person from every one of those podcasts also subscribe to ours so they automatically download whether they're listening or
I
not, it would
know.
just.
Wouldn't that help? That would help a
Oh my
lot.
God, I
That'd be
used to
lovely.
listen to one. This is so silly. It was a professor who recorded his lectures
Oh,
in
yeah.
Astronomy 141 and Astronomy 161, last updated 2009 from Ohio State. But it was very nice.
Was it good to go to sleep to?
It was perfect to go to
Yeah.
sleep to.
Yeah. Yeah. There's
Yeah,
a
I have
couple I have that are really old. They haven't done anything in
Yeah,
a long
no.
time, and I keep them in there because I still love listening to them.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, that's 15 years ago. It's 2024, and
Yeah.
they last updated 2009.
Yeah.
He has such a good way of, I mean, if he had been my astronomy professor, I would have done much better than I did.
Are you sure? Are you
I
sure you
gotta
wouldn't have been
see.
sleeping through class? I probably would have been sleeping. He
It
has a
was
nice voice.
hard. That's why I couldn't be a marine biologist, because my brain is not scientific
Yeah.
as much as I wanted to.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I could, I'd go back and try to be a marine biologist, but my brain just doesn't work that way.
Yeah. No, you're more creative.
Yeah. I'll write a book about a marine biologist.
There you go. There you go.
I would start one and then I would just be like, I'm bored and give up on it.
Yeah,
So,
that's
AP, what
probably
would
what
your gold medal
I'm on
be?
to.
Well, I didn't really put much thought into it. I was just like, oh, it'd be fun to just chat about. But yeah, probably random knowledge. Or the need to find the answer when it hasn't, when I don't know it, and somebody asks a question, I have to go find it. It's not because I want to prove anything, it's because I just need to know the answer. So it would probably be in that. And then a
That's a good
shared
one.
gold in, cocktail drinking.
Yes. Tied for first.
Yep. Absolutely. Especially good ones. Purple
Yeah.
ones. Purple gin
Yeah.
ones.
Yes. You know, you could take the gold in making and creating the cocktails, and I could take the gold in drinking
Okay.
them.
A
Okay.
team event. Team
Yeah.
event.
Yes, it's like synchronized diving. Yeah. But for
Can synchronize
drinking.
that. I can drink them as fast as you make them. Bring it on.
I'm just thinking about synchronized diving
Yeah.
and would be more like, all right, we're gonna cannonball this one? Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And
They
oh
are
gosh,
so,
I
oh my God, I
speaking of,
cannot.
I just saw the synchron one of the synchronized swimmers. So you know how they have to like lacquer their hair, like
Yes.
literally they put, and
It's like,
she was running her fingers on it and she's like, I can't get it out. I can't, what do I do?
Did she
I
put
can't.
Gorilla Glue in her hair?
No.
Don't you remember that story from a few years
Yes.
ago?
Wasn't it? Was it?
It was like 2020.
No, it was like
She
2022. It was close. It was more recent than that.
was it? I just
Yeah.
remember she put Gorilla Glue all on her hair,
Like
thinking it
on
was hair
purpose or
gel.
like somebody switched her
No,
regular stuff with Gorilla
she did
Glue.
it on purpose. She thought it would keep her hair in place.
Well, it did, I bet.
And it did. She had to have surgery to get it off.
Holy shit. I'll
Yeah,
see if I
it
can find it
was
really quick.
her whole head
Oh my
was covered in
God.
Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, I don't remember what it is that the Gorilla Glue girl. She was actually also on, wasn't she on Worst Chef or Worst Cooks in America?
I think she was.
I won't say her name. People can look her up, but she's got quite the following on Instagram and
I'm
stuff.
sure she
And
does now.
she never
I'm
wanted to
sure.
go viral on TikTok. But yeah, it wasn't a mix up. It was, she
She did
just
it on
thought
purpose.
it would
She
help.
was out of hairspray or gel or something or whatever she used.
It was 2021.
Ah, so we were in the middle of both
In
of us.
between.
Aww. It was a sandwich
Yeah.
of wrong answers.
And that is how time has like morphed where we're
Yes.
like 2019 was 5 years ago, but
Yeah.
2020 seems like forever ago.
Yes. Yeah.
But 2019 seems like it was last year.
Yes.
Time is definitely doing weird shit. It
We're
just,
already fucking into
I
August.
know it's
I
August,
know.
day after tomorrow.
Yeah, no, 2 days from now, 3 days
Yeah.
from now. Is it three?
Today's the 29th.
Oh, you're right. I was thinking it was Wednesday. It's Thursday.
But yeah, I don't understand where time has gone.
No,
Well,
it's just crazy.
it is. I saw a video
Crazy,
on
crazy.
Facebook memories of Jordan
Oh,
as a baby.
yeah.
He was about 8 months old, and so he wasn't crawling yet. And oh my God, so cute. And you could just put him in one place and he'd stay there. You just put him down and go do dishes, and you'd come back and he was in the same place.
Yeah.
I miss those days.
I mean, you could get a seatbelt for a high chair or something.
I could. It's fair.
He'd probably figure out a way to get it out.
Yeah, he would. He's a trickster.
Yep. All right. Let's see. I think I had one more thing. Yes. Oh, speaking of recommendations and stuff, I started watching a show last night called Eric on Netflix. It stars Benedict Cumberbatch.
I love him.
And Gabby Hoffman plays
I
his
don't know who that
wife.
is.
Have you seen 200 Cigarettes?
Nope.
Okay.
Never heard of it.
She was
Nope.
in, oh, it's a good movie.
I've seen only seen 100.
Was this one that came out before we would have known about it?
It was
I mean,
probably.
doesn't every movie come out before we know about it?
Well, I was just thinking, because when we talked with, was it
That's fair.
in the episode with Diane, Amy was mentioning something.
A
Well, Amy was
murder.
mentioning about a murder, and yeah, and you're like, yeah, it was back in like 90, 93, and I was like, no, it was 92, and I was like, I was 7.
Well,
And
but see, I don't think you have to be alive to know about a murder. I was, you weren't alive during Charles Manson's shit, and you know all about that. I mean, I know that's a little
weren't
bit more
we?
famous, but
Weren't
like,
we?
I was thinking that today too, and I'm
Yeah.
like, why is everybody giving me so much shit about being young when that murder happened?
Because
Because we're
only
mean.
because, well, and I think that there's certain ones that have notoriety that continue to come up every year,
Yeah.
but then there's other ones that you just never hear about again.
Like Jody
Like, but
Husenfruit.
I still hear about the Jerry Hoff stuff all the time.
But
They talk about it on the
because you,
news, but if you didn't know about it
yeah,
then,
because you had it, so
doesn't resonate.
it stayed in, yeah, in that special part of your brain that is very nostalgic, and it's like, oh, I remember that. But that's why, like, yeah, the Judy Husenfruit and Katie Poyer and Drew Shadeen are so strong for me. There's been plenty of others, but those three, like, I remember quite well because of the formative time frame.
That makes sense.
So.
Anyway, this show, Eric, is really good. It's
Okay.
about a little boy that goes missing. It's his son that goes missing. He's a puppeteer,
Oh, no.
and he so he
Puppeteers.
works at like a children's show. He and his friend created this children's show, and he makes the puppets, and he and his friend, and so it's the whole cast and everything. And his
Like
little boy
Lamb
goes
Chop.
missing, and
She's a dog toy.
No, she,
what?
you shut your
Oh,
mouth.
Lamb Chop?
We are gonna have words.
Uh-oh. Rumble. There's a
Bring it.
rumble in the jungle tonight.
Maybe
Anyway,
it is swampy like a jungle outside. Sorry.
It's really gross.
I'm going to take my Advil before I come to beat you up so that it kicks in.
Can you schedule the time so I'm prepared for it?
It'll be before 7 p.m. for sure.
Okay.
Okay, got it.
Anyway, it's good. It's he's definitely got some mental health issues too. So there's some
What
kind of
genre would you say it
almost,
is?
I would say it is a drama with a little bit of crime
Okay.
because we don't know what happened to this kid.
Okay.
Is it like a
And
thriller?
I would say maybe it's a thriller. I mean, it's a series and I've watched two episodes, so I don't fully know. And it's kind of I want to say a mind fuck, but not like Inception or anything like that. It's not like that, but
There.
there's definitely some weird shit
Memento.
going on. Yeah, it's not that weird yet, although it's weird. It's definitely weird. So anyway, that's my recommendation. I am
Okay.
liking it so far. I'm really curious to see what's going to happen. We wanted to watch more, but it was like 9:30, and I'm like, I gotta go to bed.
Oh my God, I
So,
love that I was thinking you were gonna be like, it was like 11, 12. You're like, it was 9:30.
I gotta
And
be in bed by 10, so that I can watch TikTok for 2 hours.
I realized this week that I have yet to finish The Circle.
Oh
And
yeah.
I texted Amy that, and I'm like, holy shit, I did not finish this. So I've been watching that.
It's good.
I saw Deadpool over the weekend.
Oh my
It was
God, what is
awesome.
everybody up in arms about? Can you tell us? All over TikTok, they're like, we left because it was blasphemous.
What?
Yes.
Oh, I
They
haven't
keep
heard anything about that.
saying they left around minute three because of it was blasphemous, and
Oh,
you
Jesus
do not
Christ.
make fun of my Lord. And I was
Oh,
like,
boy.
have you seen the other two or three
Oh,
Deadpools?
I
Oh,
know
my
what it is.
God.
He calls himself the Marvel Jesus.
Oh, there it is. Yep.
I was like, wait, because he desecrates Wolverine? I don't understand.
Was it good?
You know, I love those kinds of movies.
Me
The
too.
plot line is real thin,
Is
but
it?
it's
That's good.
hilarious.
I don't
Like,
need plot for
it
those.
does have a point A to point B, but the shit
Okay.
in the middle, you're like, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I will say there are three very unique cameos that come in that have a fairly significant, well, four
Okay.
that have a fairly significant role. And I will tell you, one of the oh, Ryan Reynolds movies are just so good at making
I
comments.
know.
And one of them I want to tell you, but I don't want to ruin it for you.
Don't tell
Okay.
us, because I want to see
But
it.
it is very much a character who in real life also had a relationship with this person who they also played opposite in a movie, and they make comment about that other
Do they?
character.
That's amazing. I love
That
when they
is
do stuff like that.
yeah, and I'm all here for it. I'm
I
just,
mean,
you
can
go.
you imagine just how much fun Hugh and Ryan had on that
Oh my
movie?
God.
Just.
So I love watching all these like videos of them in
Yes!
all this stuff. So they're trying to claim that you know, I was like, well, how did this one come about and all this stuff? And apparently Hugh Jackman brought it up to Ryan Reynolds that, hey, I'm ready to do something like this. Now, he retired Wolverine when he died in
Yeah.
2017. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
It's
7 years later.
8 years later, 7 years later, whatever it
Seven.
is. And yeah, and so apparently he's like, well, I had to make him try out for audition for the role. It's just,
They're
it was
so
so
funny.
funny. And there's a whole there's one where there's a whole bunch of different Deadpools at one point, and so there's other people that are playing these characters, so you have to try and guess who some of them are. You see in the credits who they are, but
Oh,
yeah.
that's fun. Yeah. I saw.
Ryan Reynolds' entire family was part of this.
That's so
Oh,
fun. The
including
kids
his,
are.
yep, his one of his daughters. She's a kid with an attitude. One of his
Sounds
other
about right.
daughters plays kid pool. One his son plays baby pool, and his other daughter was Hugh Jackman's Wrangler.
Oh.
The
Well,
three of them.
I highly recommend watching The Hot Ones
Oh my
with
God.
those two
Yes,
I saw the
because
highlights of it.
we watched it last weekend and it was hilarious. It was so good.
I saw one on TikTok and I sent it to Amy, and Ryan Reynolds took a bite of it and it was so hot. He goes, "I cheat at Wordle. I don't know why I said
I saw
that.
that.
I don't
Yes, I will say there's a couple times in there where his character turns to Wolverine and goes, "You're gonna do this till you're 90."
that." I really want to see it. The other two were really entertaining.
Yeah. Well,
I like Ryan
and that's just
Reynolds.
that's what
I
it
do
is,
too.
and he breaks the fourth wall constantly.
Yeah.
And this one was delayed because of the merger of one company with another company. Actually, one company taking over one that's been known to be more PC took over one that is not as known to be PC. And there's a
Interesting.
lot of comments about it in the movie.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh,
So
okay.
it's worth it.
Yeah.
I would see it in the theaters if you're not, you know, I don't see a lot of movies in the theater, but
I don't either.
this one's worth it.
Yeah, that would
Well,
be
that's
fun.
good to know, because every TikTok I've seen is somebody stitching somebody up in arms about the blasphemousness
Yeah.
of it.
Yeah, people gotta take
It
a
wasn't
fucking
even,
chill
it
pill.
was further than, well, no, what's the, oh yeah, it starts there and then it rewinds to something else. But like, yeah, he calls himself Marvel Jesus.
Oh my God. Yeah, people are like, "You do not make fun of my Lord." I'm like,
Oh,
okay. Yeah,
piss off.
boy.
They
Calm
probably
down.
also didn't like all the fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Yeah, probably
Probably
not.
So.
People got to get sticks out of their asses.
Or just shove them up a little further in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so highly recommend.
Okay. Good. Good to know. Good to know.
If you have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Which, if you're listening to us, you do. Because
yeah,
we
hopefully.
Are hilarious.
Hilarious.
And modest.
Best of both worlds.
Humble.
Yeah.
Some might even call us humble.
Yeah.
Not many.
Should we jump right up?
Sounds
jump right in? Wrap
Sounds
it up?
I don't want to
jump
up.
That was a combination of both of those.
I don't want to jump up.
Yeah, no. All right. So thanks for joining us for this little chat-a-thon.
Thank you.
We will see you next week. I believe the next episode is, let me look. It's a recap.
Okay. Wouldn't it be the last one? Is it mine?
Yep. It is. Yep. It is the last of our Chili Chat series. Last of our Chili Chat series. And the episode is called Straight Out of Stephen King. And it's the Dead Files episode where we're rapping. We did not do this one in rap form. We could try that sometime.
No, my career already ended.
This one is called Arctic Wrath. It's from season one. It's episode 21 on Max. Don't know what it is anywhere else. And that will be out on August 15th. So that is what we're having next week. And we will see you then.
Bye.
The TAC Sideshow episodes are, well, the sideshow to our main event, The Activity Continues, where we recap episodes of the Dead Files TV show. Since we spend a lot of time going off the rails anyway, we thought we'd just release these parts separately for those who like hearing friends chat about any and every topic, sometimes paranormal, sometimes not. We hope you enjoyed the show. We will see you next week. Hi, friends. Do us and yourselves a favor and check out our affiliate, Three Spirit Drinks. They create plant-based, non-alcoholic elixirs that are cruelty-free and vegan, and they are designed to give you some of the benefits of alcohol without the hangover and other side effects. If you're looking to cut down on alcohol but still want the buzz, check them out. The link is us.threespiritdrinks.com and use the promo code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES for 15% off your entire order.